Hello everyone, it's a real privilege to speak to you. I'm working through 2 Corinthians, both in written form and as an audio blog. So we are at 2 Corinthians, and just one verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 4. It says this: "But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities." Now, I know I'm getting old, and please don't comment back. But surely we have noticed the rise of what I define as the celebrity church leader. It's now very important to dress in a particular way, speak in a particular way. Some of the backdrops are spectacular. Some of the stages are huge. I just have a couple of questions. What are we saying about ourselves to the people? What are we portraying? And what are the people thinking when we appear on those elaborate stages? If we cut to the chase, when people see us and hear us, does God look good? Or putting it another way, when people see us and hear us, do we look good? Do we impress people with our style, our wit and humour, our dress, our impressive changing background of which we stand in front? Is it our intellect that causes people to flock to us? Do you know, we have to be very, very careful that we do not create idolatry. I know that that is not a word that we would use today very often, but we can. We can flock to the gift. What does the Bible say about church? What should it look like? That's a huge conversation to have. What about the doctrine of priesthood of all believers? Do we not believe in that anymore? What about the body of Christ? I fear that the church has become like the world, obsessed with the message of what people think of us. You know, we seem to live, do we not, on praise and then one negative comment or disagreement, we're crushed and devastated. And social media allows us to portray and adapt a persona that we're not. We see self-commendation and self-promotion and self-improvement. Our identity is consumed in what people think of us. But if we stand back, didn't Paul in that verse that I read commend himself to the church in Corinth? And had he not previously argued in chapter 3 and verse 1 about self-commendation? Let's look at this one small sentence in a little more detail. Paul does not commend himself and just leave it at that. It's not, "Guys, you need me. I'm the man for you. I have the ministry." He's not their boss. "I want you to do as I say." He comes to them. He asks them to receive him as a servant of God. That's his commendation. So if we stop just for a moment and remind ourselves of the description of Jesus in Philippians 2, does he not say, does Paul not say, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but to the interests of others. Have this in mind amongst yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not quite count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Is this not the true leader and the model of leadership? Look further and you see the criteria in which he appeals as grounds for their acceptance of him. And to be honest, they are not very appealing. He commends himself as a servant by saying, look, I do this with great endurance and afflictions and hardships and calamities. That list goes deeper in verse 5. And this is not the criteria of which that you ask somebody to lead a church or invite somebody into your church. I'm going to invite that person who seems to have great endurance, afflictions, hardships and calamities. Do you not prefer the superstar to preach in your church, lead your worship, preach the gospel, prophesy? We have to be very careful, church, that we do not allow the fame game to govern our thinking. What we need in our pulpit is somebody bigger and better. Evidently, Paul believed that commending oneself as a servant of God was not only permissible, it was okay to do, even maybe godly. So how? What does it mean to draw attention to oneself as a servant of God? And how does it avoid the sinful self-serving that Paul and other biblical writers really condemn? I want to suggest that commending oneself as a servant of God consists of living and acting and speaking in such a way that others think not of you, but of Jesus. They don't so much look at you as through you and to him. Strip away all the added extras. You shouldn't need them, because they are in danger of making you something that is contrary to Philippians chapter 2. Again, use the words of the title, if you like, who looks good, which basically means that we conduct ourselves in a manner that when others see you, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit look good. Let me explain this in a way of pointed and maybe difficult statements, which, to be honest, I'm working through too. So I'm asking you to work through these with me. Let me begin with my own public prayer life. What happens when I pray? Do people listen to my quirky manner, my eloquence, my theology, or God's excellency when I pray? When I intercede for big things, am I believing God for or are people in wonder and excitement at my passion and taken up with that rather than being stirred by God to move? I only know too well that my life as a church leader is very open to scrutiny, and probably more than the rest. What do they see? Do they see the public persona? Or do they see a friend? Do they look at my marriage? Or do they look at my latest series on 2 Corinthians? Do they look at my home life, how I face trials, the challenges, the hurdles, or my position or my job title? Do they know me as a lover of Christ, someone who's working out his own salvation with fear and trembling? Or do they see me in some sort of hierarchical place? Do I point to Jesus? When I do get to preach in public again, which I'm really looking forward to, will I be honest? Have I in the past said things for effect and that will try and grow my church? My confession is that sometimes that I've tried to impress you, tried to win you, and not thought about God. These verses stick in my mind. They're from 1 Peter chapter 2. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. I have to say that there are some things that have been said about my character that have been true. And they've been hard to take. I've also had some things about my character that have been said that are not true, lies and hurtful. And some of those things have been repeated and exaggerated and distorted. So I have to ask myself, in my life, what have I demonstrated? Have I resisted bitterness? Have I given forgiveness? As Peter says, am I entrusting myself to him who judges justly? I was born in Wolverhampton, amongst a very diverse and mixed race community. So when I mix with people that are different from me for whatever reason, do observers instinctively fix their thoughts on God's love? That I treat them the same? That colour, skin, ethnic background, education does not come into it? If I am complimented, what do I do? Do the way that I receive it drive onlookers to also give thanks to God? So will I preach the word in the future in a way that the eyes are riveted on me or on the beauty of Christ? How do I speak to my wife? Do people notice that? How do I speak with my children and my grandchildren? Does my attitude in my family life persuade others that I'm content for all that I am in Christ? Also, what happens when there's bad news? When I receive bad news, do I produce doubt or fear, or does it inspire confidence and trust in God's sovereignty? Look, I'm working on it like you. When I feel disappointment or things go utterly wrong, do I react, shout, go quiet? Or is my trust in God enhanced? Does my reaction to suffering inspire peace and comfort in him? I don't think that Paul could have cared less about his own reputation. Unless by seeing him, other people moved closer to God. If his weakness magnified God's power, then by all means watch. So long as his life was a window through which others might behold the goodness and grace of Christ, I believe he was very happy and content to be scrutinized. Don't look at or to me, said Paul, but through me as a servant of God. To the one that works in me, to the fountain of all goodness and grace. So again, who looks good? You or God? God bless you all, and I hope to see you soon.